podcast. Today we'll be discussing on the Nigerian legal system. As an introduction to the Nigerian legal system, what law is, the characteristics and functions of law, and the classifications of law. Just as the body has different systems which ensures its operation, Nigeria also has a legal system regulating all of its operations. Nigerian legal system is the study of four components, which includes the law, the courts, the personnel of the law, the administration of justice system. The law is defined as the rules and regulations which a particular country lays down to control its activities. The courts is an institution with the authority to adjudicate or settle legal disputes between parties. The personnel of the law are the people who are responsible for the operations of the law, such as the lawyers or the court staff. The administration of justice system is the process where the legal system of a government is executed. The Nigerian legal system is an important course of study because it examines the rules and regulations which guide human conduct and activities. Without the law or the law enforcement agencies, we would experience a society which would be in a complete state of anarchy, and there would be a complete breakdown of law and order in our society. What then is the law? Many scholars have tried to define the law to the best of their abilities, but there is no precise definition for what law is. The law has no universally accepted definition. However, Salmon J. Hay defines law as the body of principles organized and applied by the state in the administration of justice. This means that the state would apply the rules that it has laid down to guide a particular conduct where such a law has been breached in order to achieve justice. Law is also defined as the whole reservoir of rules which judges draw for their decision. It is a collection of rules which judges make use of in coming to a final decision over a case or matter presented before the court. The judge does not just give abstract judgments. He gives judgments based on the prescribed rules laid down to guide a particular society. The law therefore consists of a body of rules which governs human conduct as prescribed by any given society in order to regulate the standard of behavior of the people. A rule becomes law when obligations are imposed upon it. For where there is a law which guarantees a right, there is a corresponding duty that must be performed. Which means that where the law states that it will protect the right to life, for example, there would be a duty or an obligation imposed that individuals do not take the life of someone else. What then are the characteristics of law? Law is a reflection of social attitudes as it is the mirror of the society. It shows the state of any given society. When the law is conservative and does not change to the present demands of the society, such a law becomes outdated, archaic, or old-fashioned. The aim of the law is to achieve justice. The law seeks to achieve fairness and equity, and aims to do justice between parties. Law is a collection of rules which is set to guide a particular community. Law is mostly codified, which means that it is written by the lawmakers or it is crystallized by the unwritten customs of the people. The law regulates practically every aspect of human life and activity. Law has territorial limits such that it applies to the different geographical territory. The law that applies to territory A is going to be different from the law that is going to apply to territory B, which means that the law has territorial limits generally. The law is also dynamic. It is reformed to meet the needs and changes which occurs in our society. The law has specific functions, which includes guiding the peaceful resolving of settlement and disputes. Law grants remedy and damages to those who have been wronged, and law is a means of achieving social equilibrium. We'll be moving on to the classifications of law. Law is classified into different aspects, and we'll be taking them one after the other. First, we have the public law. The public law is the law which regulates the affairs of the general public. It deals with matters which are of public interest, such as the administrative law or the constitutional law. We have the private law. This aspect of law deals with interpersonal legal relations between individuals, corporate bodies, or an association of people. This includes the law of torts, family law, or wills and trust. There is the substantive law. This is the law which defines and regulates the rights and duties of persons, and it also prescribes that so and so conduct is lawful or unlawful. It includes every aspect of law, such as the law of contracts, the criminal law, the law of torts. During our stay in university, the courses we study are the substantive aspect of law. We study the mode in which the rights and duties are created for individuals under our legal system. The procedural law is the law which stipulates the process of enforcing substantive law. Procedural law prescribes how legal action should be instituted, conducted, and obtained. The procedural aspect of law is then the methods of applying and enforcing the substantive law. It is the law in action. The municipal law is the law of a given country, which the country makes to govern its activities. It is the law of one nation made by the parliament of such nation. We have the international law. The international law is the law of nations. It regulates the legal affairs of nations, international organizations, and the relationship between nations and persons, whether they are natural or juristic persons. Nations enter into bilateral or multilateral relations between themselves, which in turn binds them together. The bilateral relations are entered between two nations, while the multilateral relation exists between different nations, which enters into treaties with one another. International law is enforced by the Committee of Nations and international organizations. In Nigeria, however, before a treaty can have the force of law, Section 12, Subsection 1 of the 1999 Constitution provides that it must first be enacted into law by the National Assembly. The criminal law relates to the law which prohibits and regulates the offences against persons, offences against property, and offences against the state. It defines the conducts which are prohibited and which attract a penalty or sanction. Criminal law, as prescribed by Section 36 of the 1999 Constitution, must be clearly written in a criminal code or a penal code. An alleged offender must be tried and convicted or punished under a written law. This is to ensure that the person is not tried unjustly, and also that the penalty is not greater than such as stipulated in the written code, for it is better that 9 guilty persons should go free than for 1 innocent person to be convicted and punished. The civil law, all aspects of law, aside the law on the regulation of crimes, are civil law. This involves the whole aspect of private and public law, which is devoid of criminal law. We have the written laws. These are laws that are contained in the statutes or legislation, such as constitutions, decrees, or treaties amongst nations, or the acts of parliament. It is based on express enactment of the legislation. The written law is either only or partly unwritten, and is not passed in any form of statutes, but it is observed by the people and administered in the courts. This includes the laws such as the customary law, which are developed from the customs of people and is largely unwritten. We also have the customary law. This includes the law which from long use has acquired a force of of law among the people based on their indigenous way of life. The people of a particular society have accepted such laws as binding among them. A customary law is only binding when it passes the validity test that has been set, and this includes that such law must not be repugnant to natural justice. It must not be repugnant to equity and good conscience. It must not be repugnant to public policy, nor must it be incompatible with any law for the time being in force. The validity test was developed to regulate the forms of penalty that the indigenous people prescribed on individuals. Customary law, based on its unwritten or partly written nature, is flexible. So, for a party to come to court and claim customary law, that law must exist at a point in time where the party is claiming it. I've come to the end of this podcast, and in this podcast we have discussed the general overview of the Nigerian legal system based on its characteristics, functions, and classification. Thank you for joining this podcast. If you have any question, send an email to the Nigerian Law Student Companion @gmail.com. Thank you.